The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you from Napa, California. As tonight, it is the Vine Valley Athletics League encounter between the Napa High Grizzlies, the home team, and the Justice and the Braves of Napa. It's an intra-city rivalry. Send your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we're joined tonight by Alan Rossi, who helps us out on Justin Siena events. And we have Dino Alessio with us as far as the statistical aspect of tonight's contest. Our engineer at the KVON studio, Angelo Lyons, and they're just about ready to get the varsity action underway in the JV game. Napa led by 1 point at the end of the first quarter, 14-13. They increased that to a 9-point lead at halftime, 25-16, and increased that even more to a 47-32 lead after third quarter, and then finally won the game 56-43. And that's just the opposite of what happened over at the Dan Clark Gymnasium at Justin Siena, as the Justin JCs back on January the 4th defeated Napa High 53-49. So, Alan, just a turnaround.
Yeah, definitely. Napa High looked very impressed with their JV team. They're big, strong. They shoot the ball really well from the inside and the outside. So they played a brilliant game tonight, and actually were up by 20 points at 1 point over Justin Siena.
Well, Dino's been with us this week. We've had a couple exciting ball games, Wednesday night at Napa Valley College and last night the Napa and Justin girls game.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to another good game tonight. The games Wednesday and Thursday both went down to the final minute, really, before they were decided. And I'm hoping for a good competitive game tonight. Justin's been struggling a little bit in league and boys' play. And at this point, I doubt that they have a chance to make it into the four-team conference tournament at the end of the season. But they could still have an impact on the standings. A win tonight would have an impact, as far as making things a little tougher for Napa High. So Justin has a lot to play for.
Napa has a 7-0 record, so they haven't lost in the league. And second-place team, American Canyon, has two losses. So that bodes well for Napa High. And let's find out what their coach has to say. Zach Cook's in his third year as the varsity coach, coming in to take the place of Scott Blunt, who had been the head coach for some 6 years.
Well, Zach, how does it feel now, sitting on top of that new league here this late in the season?
It feels good. We're off to a good start. We're playing well, and hopefully we can keep it going. We have some tough games coming up. I've been saying it all year, anybody in our league can beat anybody any night, so we're really focusing on just taking it one game at a time and not getting, too far ahead of ourselves.
Have there been any pleasant surprises on your squad?
I think just the whole team in general has been a surprise, how we work together, the chemistry on and off the court, the kids hang out, they do things outside of basketball. They enjoy being around each other, and that's huge. You know, that's huge to having a successful season. That doesn't always happen. So I think that's been the biggest surprise of just overall the whole team attitude and chemistry.
With the new gym that was added, has that been a help as far as the boys and girls basketball program?
Yeah, that's been huge. When I first started helping Mike Warrington, we had one gym, and it was very difficult to schedule, six teams in one gym. The new gym's been great, not only for basketball, but for wrestling and badminton, PE. The more facilities you have, the better.
Are you expecting anything different before the playoffs get underway?
I think just teams will be, gunning for us a little more in league because we are atop the league at this moment and we're undefeated at this point. So teams are really going to come out and be hungry to beat us. So I just expect teams to be ready and play really hard against us, and it's hard to beat teams twice in a season. So we still have a lot of work to do and got our work cut out for us.
And there was the comment from Napa High head coach Zach Cook. He's assisted by Greg Johnson and Brad Swim. Brad also is the JV coach. On Napa High's varsity roster, they have three seniors, six juniors, two sophomores, and one freshman. They come in having won nine games in a row. They are 16-5 overall, 7-0 in the league. Justin Sin, on the other hand, has won one in a row. So they both had winning streaks. One is at 9 and the other one's at 1.
Yeah, on paper, you know, you look at this and you think, okay, well, you know, the Grizzlies should win, you know, going away with the record and what they did to Justin Sin the first time they played. But that was really interesting what Zach said about his team. A couple things, you know, he says the chemistry is great, and that all the players like each other and they do stuff together off the court. And I can tell you that is one of the keys to success. I know that the great teams I had in the 2000s, those teams not only liked themselves, liked each other on the field but off the field. The team chemistry was excellent and they did things off the court. So, and that's the key to success. Obviously, you have to have talent, but you get all those things going, and that's how you are 7-0 and 16-5 overall. So it should be hopefully a good game, but you know, like I said, on paper, it looks like Napa High should win.
Well, on paper, the Justin Santa Braves are 11-11 overall. They have a 1-7 record in the league. They're coached by David Granucci. This is his first year as the head coach. Last year, Jason Rockwell was the coach for most of the year. He didn't finish up as George Nesman actually coached the team the last few games. Nesman, the athletic director at Justin Siena.
Yeah, you know, that's, again, you know, Justin's had, I think, four coaches in 4 years or so, or 5 years, so it's tough to be consistent, you know, when you have coaching changes. So hopefully we'll have a consistent coach for a while and see if he can turn the program around.
Well, the players are going out to their respective free throw lines extended, and we're going to have the national anthem. So we're going to take time out now here at the Messner Gymnasium as they'll be performing the national anthem, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Drake Way.
Well, we're getting the starting lineup by someone other than Troy Moskowitz.
What?
I just said somebody other than you is delivering the...
That's right. We're student-led over here at Napa High School.
And this is a senior or who?
Yeah, this is Maisie Armstrong-Brown from the varsity girls team. She's a sophomore.
Right. She played in last night's game.
Senior, Stephen Bloom.
Napa High being introduced now.
Number 13, freshman, Tyler Oda. Number 23, senior, Vince O'Kelly. Number 22, sophomore, Brock Bowers. And number 25, senior, Zach
Swift. So, Missy Armstrong-Brown with the starting lineups for the teams as we're just about ready to get this game underway. The officials coming over, getting set to have the opening tip. The Justin Siena team with their navy blue jerseys, the white numerals trimmed in, I guess they say maroon or scarlet over at Justin Siena. Well, Napa High will have their white uniform, and they have their navy numerals trimmed in gold. We're on the west side of Messner Gym. The floor runs north and south. Napa will be heading to our right here in this first half. And, of course, Justin Siena going to the left, ready to get the opening tip underway. And Napa High controls as Bloom has it in the backcourt, gives it over to the freshman, Tyler Oda, who brings it forecourt now. Guarded on a man-to-man basis there by Barrett Donahoe, who had a successful season as the quarterback. Ball is deflected, picked up by Swim.
swim down the lane, right side. Kicks it over to Bloom, tries a three, and kaboom for Bloom. Stephen Bloom hits a three right out of the gate.
Yeah, the defense got broken down after a loose ball by Justin Sienna, and Bloom had a wide open three.
Justin Sienna on the attack now as they get the ball into the forecourt. Anatoni out to Donahoe. Donahoe right there in the center circle around the Indian Chief. Now he brings it left side as they get the pass over to Galvin. As Galvin starts to drive underneath, he loses possession of the ball, and it's a turnover out of bounds to Napa High. Napa has O'Kelly there in the backcourt helping out Tyler Oda as the freshman walks it into the forecourt to Brock Bowers. Bowers comes out on a high post, well behind the three-point arc, over to Bloom. Bounce pass goes to Oda. As Oda looks for someone to break open, they try to set a pick away from the play. The defense shifts nicely, and that prevents Napa from doing the shift. So it comes to Bowers. Bowers going to drive in, forces the way up, and it's going to be called for a travel.
Yeah, that was an easy call. Definitely great defense by Justin Sienna there, pressuring Napa High and caused the travel.
So Napa putting on a full-court zone press, a 1-2-2 full-court zone press, trying to trap the ball. Donahoe just does get across the timeline with his pass over the side to McDivitt. He gives it over now to Donahoe. Donahoe near the center circle, guarded tightly by the freshman Oda. It's his pass over. Now it comes to Miss Pagel. Miss Pagel passes to Galvin to the right of the key. Kicks it in the corner of Donahoe. Drives into the lane. Doesn't shoot. Passes under the basket. Up and in by Landon Miss Pagel. And Justin is on the scoreboard. 2 minutes into this opening quarter of play. Justin again, a good transition getting back on defense in that man-to-man alignment. They don't do a lot of shifting. They try to work through the picks that are set in the block. Swim gets around it, though, and he goes up, shoots, and scores. Good move there by Swim. That is Zach Swim's first basket, and it's a 5-2 Napa lead. Into the forecourt comes Galvin for the Braves, Donahoe. Donahoe starts to the right side, drives around Bowers, goes up, shoots, misses, rebound, battle court taken by O'Kelly, looks down court. Now he'll bring the ball across the timeline. He pulls over to the right side and then flips the ball back out near the center circle now to Oda. Oda spreads the offense as he looks at that defense that's lined up against him. Passed over to Swim, drives around one, goes up, shoots, and there was a whistle and a foul before the shot, I believe. A foul was going to be called on Landon Miss Pagel. It was his first. They ruled it was before the field goal was attempted. 3 minutes into this first quarter, 5-2 score. Napa with the ball and the lead. Swim over to Bloom. Bloom well out left side, and there is a whistle and a foul away from the ball as Donahoe is going to be called for a shove. As Napa was trying to set a pick, and Donahoe tried to fight through it and called for the first inbound pass to Bowers, batted away. A nice defense there by Landon Mispagel. He's one of six seniors on this Justin Sienna squad. Napa High has three seniors. Napa with six juniors. Justin Sienna with four juniors. Napa to inbound the ball. Comes into O'Kelly, drives in the lane. Left-handed shot is up, no good. Bowers, a power rebound, up and good. Wow, Brock Bowers just muscled his way in for the rebound.
Yeah, went up above everybody and went up strong. Very impressive.
Napa using that full-court press again. Donahoe breaks it as he gets the ball into the forecourt. Over to Galvin. Galvin back out to Donahoe. As Donahoe is in and fouled by the freshman Oda. So that is the first team foul against Napa. There's been two team fouls so far against Justin Sin. And here's our first substitution. Drayden Greenlee comes into the game for Justin Sin, replacing Vince O'Kelly. And Justin on the attack. And the ball goes to Miss Pagel. He spins around, can't get a shot away. Gets it back out to Anatoni. working it over now to the left side on the weave to McDivitt. Liam McDivitt tries to drive in the lane. He's double-teamed. He goes anyways, tries to force it up. He missed the shot but was fouled on the play. They're going to charge the foul against Keith Benz. At least, well, I don't see Benz' number in there. I'll check that. That was the free throw is good. That was the wrong side there as far as the foul goes against Napa. On Greenlee's call for the foul. First free throw is good. Next free throw is also good as Liam McDivitt goes 2-for-2 at the foul line. We're midway through the first quarter now with 4 minutes to go, and it's 7-4, Napa in the lead. Swim drives baseline, reverse layup, good. He came in from the right side, went under the basket, and with the left hand, laid it up and in, and that's Swim's second field goal. Liam in the backcourt, drives around Bloom, gets the ball quarter court right side, and Bloom reaches and bats it away, but it was last touched by Donahoe. So a turnover by Justin Sienna. Swim in the backcourt. I know that Napa Valley College is high on that guy as far as the possibility of staying in the area and going to college out there and playing some basketball. And has some interest in other locals as well. Here's Bloom trying a three. Kaboom by Boom! That is Bloom's second three-point basket here in this first quarter of play. And there's the interception by Odom. He's driving down. It's 3-on-2. Gets the ball over to Bloom. Bloom goes in, goes up. He shoots. He scores. A drive, and that forces Justin Hinnett to take a timeout.
Yeah, I think Justin Sands having a very difficult time with the full court pressure by the Grizzlies. They break it, and then they're starting to get a little frustrated, and the last two times they've run into a double team and turned the ball over.
Just a reminder that you're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the Internet at KVON.com. We're at the 3-minute, 3-second mark here of the first quarter. Napa has opened up a 10-point lead here in this opening period of play. And Bloom has scored 8 of his team's 14 points. Swim has 4, and Bowers has 2. Justin Sienna, a field goal from Miss Pagel, and 2 free throws from McDivitt, the extent of their scoring. Donahoe in the backcourt loses the ball, and Greenlee drives in, goes up, he shoots, he missed the shot. McDivitt rebounds for the Braves. McDivitt in the backcourt is double-teamed by the pressing zone. Gets it to Donahoe, drives in the lane, feeds underneath. They try to get a shot, and there is a foul called as Jayden Satin went for the shot and was fouled on the play by Brock Bowers, his first personal foul. And I tell you that Coach David Granucci is not too pleased with his team's early performance. Way to attempt to break the press. Free throw is good by Jayden Satin, his first one, and he makes both of the free throws. So Justin Sen is 4-for-4 at the free throw line. He only have one field goal, though, and we're 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Bowers had the ball taken away from him on a steal by Anatoni. Brings it forecourt. Goes to the left corner to Benz. Back out it comes now. Over to Anatoni. He'll fire a three. It misses. Rebound put up. No good under there, but that there is a rebound put up and good, and I was blocked out on that.
It looked like number 5 got that basket there.
Want to check and make sure there on the score sheet that Benz was credited with the basket. And we'll, it was Benz that was credited with the basket. 14-9 now, Braves coming back a bit. And there is another three, kaboom, for Bloom again. Stephen Bloom hits his third three-pointer, and he has 11 points here in the first quarter. His team has 17-8 lead. Coming down, going up, shooting, and missing was Liam McDivitt. Rebounded by Brock Bowers for Napa High. brings it four court himself, gets it over to Greenlee. Pull-up jumper from 10 feet, no good, goes for his rebound, gets it in the left-hand corner to Bowers, over on the right side now. The pass goes to Oda, drives in, goes up, shoots, banks it in off the backboard. Tyler Oda gets his first basket of the game. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the quarter, and it is 19-8. McDivitt into the forecourt to Anantoni, and he's going to be called for a travel. Turnover against the Braves. Back into the lineup is Kevin Galvin. He'll replace Liam McDivitt. So we're in the final minute now of this first quarter. Boy, Bloom has really been hot.
Yeah, definitely. Very hot right now. They should get him the ball again.
Well, he's not in the lineup. They have taken Bloom out of the lineup here in the first quarter, and they put Danny Ruiz in his spot. Ruiz has the ball, holds it high over his head, gets it over to Swim. Swim at the top of the key, behind the three-point arc, looks at a shot, doesn't take it, gives to Bowers, who comes out on a high post to meet the pass. Over now to O'Kelly. O'Kelly backs it up between circles. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Now O'Kelly makes his move, drives in, goes up, missed the shot. Rebound battled for, and it's over to Bowers. He fires, no good. Rebound is taken out by Justin Sienna as Keith Finn finally got a defensive rebound there for Justin Sienna. To Donahoe, to Ben, drives in, a bounce pass over to Anantoni. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. And Anantoni goes baseline with a pull-up jumper, no good, right at the buzzer. So in that quarter, it was Napa High 19, Justin Sienna 8. We'll be back with the second quarter of action in a moment after this timeout.
Kennedy.
We're back here at Master Gym checking with Dino Alessio on that first quarter shooting.
Well, Napa was superb. They made 8 out of 13 in that first quarter. Justin made 2 out of 10. Napa was 3 of 3 on three-pointers, all from Bloom. And the turnovers, 4 for Justin, 2 against Napa.
Play resumes now. We're underway in the second quarter. Donahoe for Justin Sienna with the ball as he works it over toward the left side now to Galvin. Galvin brings up the top of the key, working against the man-to-man. Napa defense will follow it around, shooting over it, and a short shot is Anantoni, and a whistle underneath the board on the rebound. And the foul is going to go against Napa's Logan Van Zandt, who had just come into the ball game. That was the fourth team foul against Napa. There have been 2 team fouls against the Braves here in the first half. Bins drives in, goes up, misses shot, gets his own rebound, goes back up, and is fouled as he misses. He'll get 2 free throws. That is the second foul on Van Zandt. So Van Zandt has played about a half a minute and has 2 fouls.
He's in the stats, that's for sure. So Justin Sienna came out really aggressive in the second quarter.
And Ben's missed the first free throw. When these two teams played earlier, Napa High was the winner 52-35 and led by just 1 point at the end of the first quarter, 11-10. Ben's next free throw is good. So he split free throws here in this second quarter. Early in the second quarter, it's 19-9 now. Napa on the attack as they get it over to Van Zandt. Van Zandt working a little weave there, gets it over to Greenlee, who drives into the lane, forces it up, and hits it from about 8 feet. Drifted into the lane, was able to get that jumper away, and it went in. Justin Sanders brought Wyatt Humphreys, the sophomore, into the ball game. Pass goes right into the hands of Greenlee on a steal for Napa. He'll bring it across the dime line. Goes to the top of the key, working around. Now he has O'Kelly out there with him, working behind the three-point arc. He's going to fire a long three. It hit the flange. No good. Rebound Bowers out to O'Kelly. Drives in the lane. Drops the ball. Picked up by Justin Sienna. Galvin. Galvin brings it to front court in a hurry before Napa can set their pressure defense. He goes to Ben. Back into the right-hand corner. Now Orbit comes to Humphrey, and he passes over to the right side, and Satin goes in for a shot that's deflected out of bounds by Napa High. So it'll be Justin Sienna's Barrett Donahoe looking to inbound the ball. Sends it out to the top of the key to Satin. Now working it over to Donahoe again as he starts to the right of the key. Little weave going there as they get the ball to Galvin. Now Humphreys comes out to a high post, gets the pass there, and over to Benz, drives into the lane, doesn't shoot, gives to Galvin. He drives in and puts it up from the left side with the left hand. A nice move, and it goes in for Kelvin. And that makes it 21-11. Brock Bowers looks like he was looking to have someone set a pick, so he passes to O'Kelly. Then he sets the pick. He rolls on the pick, gets the pass, and then passes it back out to Greenlee, who will fire. It spins around and goes in. It went 360 degrees around the goal and then finally dropped in. So Greenlee's hit a couple field goals here in this second quarter to make it 23-11. Barrett Donahoe, one-on-one against Ruiz. Passes over to Galvin, drives in, goes up, shot blocked by Bowers. Bowers gets the ball. Let's see if he dunks it. Comes down, he goes up. He does! He blocks the ball! A slam dunk.
Yeah, that was very impressive, and the crowd all came to their feet for Napa High on the opposite side of the court.
Here's Humphrey. He looks at a three, drives into the lane, goes up against Bowers, and then he passes over to Donahoe, drives in, banks it up off the backboard for two. And for Barrett, that's his first basket in the game. Napa's going to take a timeout. 4:42 to go here in the first half. 25-13 is the score, and there's a short timeout, so we'll keep it right here.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's kind of going back and forth. Justin Sanders kind of riding ship here. They're down 12, but I think the Bauer slam energized the whole gym when he did that, so very impressive for sure.
Well, he had that breakaway, so you knew that he was probably thinking, I'm ahead of the defenders, I'm going to get in there, and he's big enough and strong enough and has enough of leaping ability that he got way up there.
Yeah, and definitely the crowd could sense it because when he had the breakaway, they were already standing hoping he was going to dunk it, and then, of course, when he dunked it, they went crazy.
Well, it'll be Napa's ball in the backcourt. Nice to see the Napa High Pep Band here again. That is always welcome to any sporting event, and they certainly add some of the enthusiasm to the crowd. Play resumes now as Tyler Oda has his pass go to Swim. Swim looks for a block, starts to roll on it, and the ball is off of Swim, out of bounds. Turnover Napa. Bends in the backcourt for Justin Sienna, gets into McDivitt. Now to Humphreys. Brings it to the forecourt now. Galvin has it baseline left. Pulls it out to the top of the key. Over to Humphreys, just the sophomore, working the weave. Now it goes to Galvin, under the basket, and he packs it over. A quick shot up, no good by Miss Pagel. Rebounded by Napa. Fast break, it's only 2-on-3, so Bloom is going to try a long two, but that was almost in three-point territory. Just had a foot in over that line. Justin getting the pressure put on him in the backcourt again. McDivitt, though, drives around Bloom, gets the ball in the forecourt, passes over in the left wing now to Galvin. Galvin baseline, drives towards the free throw line, passes it right now. Ben starts in, weaves it over now to Humphrey. Humphrey drives in the lane and then lobs it back to Ben. Ben guarded tightly there by Greenlee, takes it between circles with 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Over to Galvin, puts a half hook up, no good. And we have a foul called, and that foul is going to be called on Bowers, I believe.
Yeah, it's on Bowers. He actually grabbed the arm of Galvin and threw him down to the ground. So it was a good call by the referee, but you know, definitely a fast-paced game, very, very entertaining.
So Napa on defense as Justin Senna inbounds the ball. McDivitt has it in the right-hand corner out to Donahoe, who just returned to the lineup. To Humphrey, spins, has his pass intercepted by Bloom. Bloom coming down, 3-on-2, dropped the ball, and it's picked up by McDivitt. McDivitt has it, 2-on-3, but he's going anyway. Goes up, he shoots, no good. Bowers goes in, gets the rebound for Napa. A lead pass comes out to Greenlee, and then there is a whistle at midcourt. And there was a shoving foul. It's going to be called on Donahoe. That'll be his second foul.
Yeah, just a little push there by Donahoe that actually stopped the fast break.
We're inside of 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Zach Cook and his Napa High Grizzlies off to our left, and David Granucci and his Justin Siena Braves off to our right. Napa winning 9 in a row coming into this game. Last year, overall, they were 11 wins and 16 losses. Coming into tonight, they are 16 wins and 5 losses, and they have the ball now as they have brought Oda back in. And the ball is deflected by McDivitt. Oda goes for it and gets the retrieve of the ball. Over to Greenlee. There is a long three. It rims no good. Goes high off the backboard and then put up by Bloom. No good. Rebound Bowers. He loses it out of bounds. He thought it was deflected by Justin Siena, and he just turns and walks away.
Yeah, I think Bowers is not happy with that. Justin Siena definitely got the ball, but they're saying it went out in Bowers' legs, and I don't think it did.
So Justin Siena looks at a modified press now, about mid-court rather than a full-court press, but it's still the zone trap using a there's an interception by Bowers. Bowers coming down. On the left, gives to Blum Bloom as he starts to drive in, reaching in and committing a foul was Kevin Galvin. This is his first foul. You know, we have another Justin Siena game coming up on Monday, February the 4th. That'll be finished at Justin Siena, the final night for regular season. Then the playoffs begin on Wednesday. That's league playoffs. We'll tell you more about that at halftime. 2 minutes to go here in our first half. Bowers passes over to Bloom. He tries another three. He missed that one. Rebounded by Donahoe. Brings it across the timeline. Over now to Anantoni. To Galvin in the lane. Kicks it out to McDivitt. He tries a three. He missed it. Rebound taken by Swim for Napa. Zach Swim brings the ball four court, stops behind the arc. Napa has put Marsalis into the lineup now. He is wing on the right side. Greenlee looks at a three, doesn't take it. Bloom will take it. It rolls off the rim, and it's Galvin who grabs the rebound for Justin Siena. The defense goes back quickly and does not try to put the pressure on, so diving in is Donahoe. Missed the shot. It was partially blocked by Bowers.
Yeah, it was actually rejected by Bowers.
So it will be Napa bringing the ball slowly in the forecourt as we reach the final minute of the first half. Greenlee angle right side, the free throw line extended area. Working it over to the left side to Swim, drives in, lays it up and scores. Coming in from the left side and putting it up with the right hand off of the glass. And that's the third field goal of the game. For Swim, 40 seconds to go, second quarter. Donahoe double-teamed as he gets the ball into the forecourt. Passes to Solomon Anantoni into the right-hand corner now to Galvin. Back out to Donahoe. Coming up on 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Donahoe tried to feed Galvin, who was trying to blindside the defense, and it was a wild pass and steals out of bounds. So Marsalis will put the ball in play in the backcourt. He's just a junior. Comes into Zach Swim. As I mentioned earlier, 3 seniors, 6 juniors, 2 sophomores, and a freshman on Napa High. Inside of 10 seconds to go, Swim has the ball deflected. He may have been fouled. The foul is going to be on McDivitt. That on Liam is his first. We'll see if it's a shooting foul or not. It's a common foul That was the fifth common foul, so they're not in a bonus. Loom drives in, goes up, shoots, missed on the final seconds here of the half. And that will end the second quarter of play. In that period, Napa High managed 10 points while holding Justin Siena to 5 points. We'll be back with a look at the first half statistics, some interviews, and some comments at halftime, where our score at the Messner Gym on the campus of Napa High at halftime is the Napa High Grizzlies 29, the Justin Siena Braves of Napa 13. Back. Okay, we're back here at Messner Gym. We're at halftime. Have a special guest with whom Alan Rossi will be talking here in a moment. But first, here's Dino with his first half stats.
Thanks, Ira. So for the visitors from Justin Siena, they shot 4 out of 22 in that first half, including 0 for 3 from three-point range. They were 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. For the Napa Grizzlies, they were 13 out of 25 in that first half, 52% shooting, 3 out of 7 from three-point land, and they did not attempt a free throw. Turnovers were 8 against Justin and 5 against Napa. Rebounding was dead even, 12 apiece, and one block shot for Justin and 2 for Napa, and that's the story for the first half.
Okay, well, thank you, Dino. Now here's Alan Rossi.
Well, our halftime guest, he really needs no introduction. Somebody who went to Napa High as a student and was a quarterback here, very successful, went on to college, very successful there, came back, got into assistant coaching, and then came back and was the head coach and very successful, one of the most successful, not only Napa High coaches, but in Napa Valley, Troy Mott. So what have you been doing with yourself, Troy, since your retirement?
Staying very busy with family and friends, and actually got up in the booth a few times with Ira and did some games. That's where, I guess, apparently us old coaches go, Al. Just following my youngest daughter is going to be starting her first season at Dominican University, so excited to follow her all spring, and I now have the time to do that. So looking forward to that moving forward.
Yeah, I'm sure that's one thing that I miss, too, you know, as you're coaching and stuff. You miss your kids and what they're doing. So you're probably enjoying the time now. And so what is your daughter doing now in college?
Well, she plays softball at Dominican University over in San Rafael. And she had a fall season in September, October, and competed at a very high level for a freshman coming in. And I think that she's worked herself into a great opportunity to possibly get some playing time and even start as a freshman over there, and she's right where she belongs. Her mother and I are really, really happy with the fact that she's happy. She loves her coaching staff over there, her teammates, even her dorm mates she's made a connection with. So we feel really comfortable with the fact that Peyton is over there in a good place and like I said, competing at a high level right now for a freshman.
So I know that, you know, when you get out of, you know, you've been coaching in a program, you've been successful, and you leave, you still have your eyes on the program. You still, you know, you want to see the program do well. And so, you know, I know that last year was a rough season, but I've heard that Napa High now has a new football coach. Can you tell us maybe who that is and give us a little information?
Well, I think I know as much as everybody else. I got I knew that there was a job search, and I knew that there was certainly a couple of candidates that they were hot on, and that Rich Wiseman is the one that I believe that they came to, and we got a statement from the district I believe yesterday explaining Rich's credentials, and they look very impressive, and I'm sure as I understand it, he'll be here in a few weeks and ready to go to work with the boys.
Good. Yeah, I probably had an opportunity this year to follow vintage football. I know Dylan was one of your coaches as I was following too, and you know, you just follow sports. You know, when it's in your blood, you've been in the valley and stuff. Very, very exciting. Did you get a chance to see many games and get to talk to Dylan a little bit?
Well, yeah, I watched a few games and certainly followed them. My brother Dennis is the O-line, D-line coach over there with Dylan and Dylan's right-hand man in that football program. And I have some former coaches, Andrew Hall and Bob Rosenstiel and Larry Villanueva, and then, of course, Dylan, who I all coached with. We spent a lot of time coaching together. And so to watch them and have the success they had this year, how they did it, the way they did it the right way. They played Napa-style football, some tenacious run game, and an amazing defense led by Kyle Archer, which was a vintage graduate that coached or played for Dylan. So there's some lineage there. They have a great tradition at Vintage High Football, and Dylan has done an amazing job of bringing back those traditions. Most importantly, the winning tradition. And so he's turned that thing around. They're trending upward, a game away from the section title. And I know that's a heartbreaker, but I stayed close with them. I talked to my brother almost daily and Dylan probably every few weeks in regards to their team and their program. And so they're really happy and satisfied with how things are moving. But I know that they're certainly working extremely hard. I know they had a great turnout over winter break, weight training, upwards of 85 kids in that weight room over winter break, which tells me that everybody's bought in over there, and that's half the battle, as you know.
So I have to ask the question, because everybody always asks me every time, is, so do you think you'll ever get back into coaching, or are you just done or just taking a break, or is it just, you think you're just done?
Well, I don't know. I think at this point, I'm enjoying the time off, and that's truly the how I feel. I know some people think that that's not, but it is. I've enjoyed the time off, the break, having some time to myself, my friends, my family. As you know, Alan, the time allotment is enormous, and there's just certain things that takes after a long time of doing it, take a toll on you. If I were to get back into it, it would have to be a really, really good situation for me to get back into. I'm not in the, not out there currently looking for something. And if I ever get the itch and start looking again, it'll have to be a situation in which there's a really strong administration from the district level down, and a community that, rallies around football and cares about it and is willing to put money into it.
Well, I know, just speaking for myself and a lot of people, we hope you do get back into coaching because of your success and just the way your program ran. I mean, just I've been really impressed with this. I mean, success is great, but I'm just really impressed with the way you ran your program, and so hopefully someday you get back.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the compliment, and as of right now, I'm just keeping score and, like you said, following all the sports around town, and I'm really enjoying this basketball season. Zach Cook's has done an amazing job. Zach and I are PE teachers here at Napa High, so we talk a lot about sports and basketball and coaching, and to watch him work, and I know how hard he's worked and how much time he's put in to the success of this team, and he has the dudes. He has some guys out there, and that helps. So I'm wishing them the very best moving forward and really enjoying watching them win basketball games here at Napa High School.
Great. Thank you. That was Troy Mott from Napa High School, and now I'm going to give it back to Ira.
Well, a great job, guys, so thank you very much for that halftime. Alan Ronsey along with Troy Mott. This is Ira C. Smith. Dino Alessio is our statistician, and Angelo Lyons is our engineer at the KVON studio. All this coming to you on KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. Here we go, 29-13 to score. Napa High in the lead as we start the third quarter, and they get the ball in the low post to Brock Bauer. He spins around and puts it in right away. So right as we start the second half, the Grizzlies, and down the other way, a long two is fired up by Liam McDivitt, and that makes it a 31-15 score. Starting out with a bang here in the third quarter. Bowers has it four court now for Napa High. Settling down, looking at a man-to-man defense against the team. It comes to Swim. Swim has the ball deflected by McDivitt. Scramble for the ball, and they save it from going out of bounds, but Justin Siena gets it. Donahoe may go all the way, drives in, goes up, shoots, scores, and one. Well, here come the Braves now. Barrett Donahoe getting the basket, his second field goal. The
Zach Swim got shaken up there a little bit on that play down the offensive side. He got rolled up on and is grabbing his back, so he's going to come out for a little bit.
Bowers, the person that the foul was on, and then there was a technical. And that puts Donahoe at the free throw line. And his free throw is good. That completes the three-point play. And now we'll see who takes the technical free throw. Donahoe's free throw was part of that. He was fouled in the act of shooting. He made the basket. McDivitt at the free throw line scores the free throw. He'll get two of them. McDivitt is 3 for 3 tonight at the foul line. He's back there now trying to make it an 11-point deficit against his team, and he does. And they'll get the ball out of bounds. So, boy, I tell you, Justin has come out really rolling.
Yeah, just a huge momentum right now for Justin Sienna, and see if Napa High can respond.
Donahoe has the ball, drives in, had a little bit of a daylight, but elected to kick it back out to McDevitt for a three. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Logan Van Zandt for Napa High. Over to the freshman, Tyler Oda, who brings it between circles in the forecourt where he's picked up by Barrett Donahoe. Comes over the left side now to Bloom underneath to, and we have a whistle and a foul. They got the ball into Bowers there. He was going into a low post, and they lobbed the pass into him, and he was tied up. Alternate possession favors Justin Shanna. So the Braves get the ball in the backcourt, trailing it at 31-20. And there is a steal by Oda, but it's stolen back by McDivitt. So Justin gets the ball right back now. Spreads the offense. They want to avoid getting a double team where they can. Working the weave now as it goes to Donahoe. Over to Galvin. Out now there is a three-point attempt. Good! By Anantoni. And, boy, here come the Braves now down in single digits, down by 8. They were down by 16 at halftime. They've trimmed half of that deficit already.
Yeah, definitely. I'm surprised there hasn't been a timeout by Napa High, but Justin scores another point, they might.
Napa playing without Zach Swim, who was shaken up on an earlier play. Bloom starts to drive into the lane, and there is a reach-in foul. It will be charged to Miss Fagel. His second personal foul. So we're just underway here in the third quarter, and already Justin Sienna has come up with 10 points in this period compared to 2 points for Napa High. Bowers on a high post, and there is a whistle away from the ball, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Vince O'Kelly, doing a little shoving there. That's the third team foul already on Napa.
Yeah, definitely. Justin Sienna has a lot of momentum here, and Napa High is kind of reeling a little bit here. Let's see if they can, you know, good teams respond. Well, I'll be sure that they will respond on this.
Well, Napa's coming back to use their press now as far as the three-quarter court. There's another three attempted. This is an air ball by Anantoni, and coming out with it is O'Kelly for Napa. May go all the way. Drives in, goes up, missed. Bowers taps it in. Brock Bowers following that play. Now has 4 field goals in the game. And it's a 10-point fall to 33-23. Donahoe around in the lane. Over now to the left side as they get it to Galvin. Out it comes. Anantoni tries a 3. No good. Well, after he hit the 1, he's missed the next 2. Napa rebounds. Oda has had the ball deflected by McDivitt. A scramble for the ball. And a jump ball. And it's should be Napa's ball on the alternate possession.
Yeah, a lot of bodies flying around here for sure. So, yeah, it's 33-23, Napa High. That was a big basket for Napa High when they went down there, and Bowers got the putback.
There is Bloom trying one from the left corner, and no good. And the rebound is run down by Miss Fagel for Justin Sienna. 4:45 to go. We're in the third quarter here in this intra-city rivalry. Napa on the defense. Justin Sienna brings it into the forecourt. Comes over to McDivitt. McDivitt to the left of the key. Used up the dribble. Gets it back out now to Donahoe. Works it over the right side to Galvin. Tips a pass as it comes over to Donahoe, trying to spread the offense again, and they set a pick away from the ball. Now they'll drive around, try to use the pick to shoot over it. It is no good, just at the 35-second buzzer, and Bloom takes the rebound, comes all the way down, missed the shot. Rebound is safe from going out of bounds by Anatoni. Very good play there.
Yeah, definitely, and Swim got banged up too.
Oh, and yeah, Bloom is hurting there. So we had Swim, and now it's Bloom.
Yeah, definitely. The refs are letting them play a little bit, that's for sure. They're not calling a whole lot of fouls, and so it's getting a little rough. And so it's, you know, let's see. It didn't look like Bloom got hurt that bad. It looks like he just fell a little bit. So,
you know, you and...
You guys get that? 25, Zach Swim is changing jerseys to jersey number 32.
Hey, thank you for that information. You know, when you were talking to Troy about coaching football, Napa has selected their new football coach. He is not local. He is, at the present time, over in Germany. He's over there, and I think he's about 40 years old. I don't know too much of the details. We'll be finding out more, but that vacancy has been filled.
Yeah, it has, and it's you know, it's a tough situation. You come into a program that was successful. It's tough to come into that situation and try to earn the trust of not only the players but the other coaches and stuff. So it's hopefully he comes over here and can get that traditional Napa High football back on track.
I understand this guy has had quite a bit of experience of playing the game too, as well as some coaching experience. Well, play resumes, and Justin Tiena has the ball now, as Bloom is still out there. So he was shaken up, but not severely enough to take him out. There is a foul. It's going to be on Greenlee, and Braden Greenlee is called for his second personal foul. But that is the fourth team foul already here in the second half, and we're just midway through the third quarter. Donahoe with the ball for the Braves. Started fairly tightly by Oda there, as now they shift, they double-team him, and he passes into the corner. Comes back out to Donahoe. Donahoe at the top of the key. And he goes to the right of the lane. And he gets to McDivitt. Tries a three. Come on! McDivitt gets his first three-point basket. He has scored 7 points in this quarter. 9 in the game. And it is a seven-point game now with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. A lot of time remaining. Bloom has it deep left side. Over to Bowers. Bowers double-teamed as he starts to drive. He can't go under the basket, so he passes it back out to Oda. Back to Bowers. Bowers maneuvering there but can't get a shot away. Gets it over to Greenlee. Greenlee pivoting around. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Oda. Oda fires a long three. It hits the plans. No good. The rebound taken by Justin, and a foul is called. It's going to go against Justin, I believe. It will be on Galvin. That is his second.
Yeah, Galvin was trying to compete with Bowers there, and he did a good job, but he hammered Bowers on that. So good call by the referee.
Well, there's a good sight for Napa as Swim is back into the lineup.
Yeah, Swim and Bloom are back in, so looks like they're back at full strength. Swim had blood on his jersey, so he actually had to switch his number, so that's the reason why he's wearing number 32 now.
So he was wearing number 25, and the inbounds pass comes to Bloom in the middle now to Bowers. Bowers has used up the dribble. He gets it back to Bloom. Bloom to the left of the key, pulls it way back out behind the arc to Greenlee, starts to drive down the lane, drops the ball, scramble for it. McDivitt comes up with it for Justin Tiena. Lets the defense siphon by now as he gets the pass over to Barrett Donahoe, who will bring the ball for court now with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Donahoe fakes left, drives right, cut off there at the baseline. McDivitt tries a three, missed this one. Rebound, scramble for a loose ball, and it's McDivitt diving for it. And I don't know, the Justin Tiena will get it on the alternate possession as the jump ball was ruled.
Yeah, really liking the way Justin Tiena came out with this energy, Ira. They're jumping on the floor, they're hitting threes, they're getting rebounds. Definitely a different team than the first half.
Very much so. And they're, if they just started out this way, it's been even tighter. Well, right now it's only a 7-point difference. They trailed by 11 at the end of the first quarter and by 16 at halftime. Now it's down to just 7 points, and Justin Siena has the ball. Donahoe is asked for a towel there to wipe off the basketball. Frequently, you'll find him taking a towel to wipe off the court.
This time it's the basketball. Yeah, it's basketball. Just, I mean, it's high energy, Ira. I mean, back and forth, and both teams playing really, really hard.
Yep. Well, this is what you get when you get intra-town games, intra-city here with this new league. And good attendance, too. There's McDivitt trying a three. This one in and out. And rebound comes out to Tyler Oda. Napa has the ball. Oda quickly brings the ball into the forecourt, takes it to the left of the key, over to Swim. Swim goes into the lane, underhands a little scoop shot up, and it goes in. Swim. And then after the basket, there was a foul, I guess. I was a technical foul called against Justin Siena.
Actually, on the coach, Granucci just says, I didn't hear what he said, but I think it might have been stemmed from the end of the first half because he had barked at the referees as he was going to the locker room, and that's one thing. Referees don't forget that.
Well, Bloom makes the first free throw. That's his first point here of the second half. He had 11 points in the first quarter, and he makes both free throws. That gives him 15 points in the game. He has 3 3-point baskets, two-point baskets, and 2 out of 2 at the foul line. So we're inside of 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and that helped Napa get a little more leadway.
Yeah, definitely. They're weathering the storm right now. Now they're up 11 on Justin Siena.
Getting at what turned out to be a 4-point play. Bowers gets the ball and is double-teamed and goes to the floor, but he is able to get a pass over there to Oda, who gives to Bloom, who drives in. He was fouled as he misses, and he'll go back to the free throw line as it's going to be Satin called for the personal foul. Well, Bloom will be shooting at the free throws. The team fouls are even up here in the second half now at 4 apiece. Bloom just got 2 free throws a moment ago, and he hit the first one of this particular time to the 15-foot stripe. The referee indicates one more, and Bloom goes back to the free throw line and makes it 4 in a row here in this third quarter of play. Now Napa's going back to that full court trapping press defense, and Justin Siena breaks it. McDivitt drives in, and the ball is intercepted, though, by Bloom. Bloom, a 3-on-1 with O'Kelly, who drives in, goes up, and scores. Bloom gets the assist, and O'Kelly gets his first point in the game.
Yeah, it was definitely a great fast break by Napa High there, and all started on the defensive end.
Driving is Humphreys, goes in, goes up, missed the shot, rebound back up, and good by Jayton Satin. His first field goal in the game. He had a couple free throws back in the first half. We're in the final minute now, the third quarter, 41-28. Swim spins, goes up, shoots, scores, and one. Swim gets the basket and was fouled on the play by Keith Benz. Swim in double figures now. And he'll go to the foul line. Ruiz is coming back into the lineup for Napa High, replacing Tyler Oda. Oda doesn't shoot much, but he's a great ball handler.
Yeah, definitely handles the ball really well, and you need that on your team for sure.
Swim at the free throw line, does not make it a 3-point play as he missed the free throw, and the rebound comes out to Justin Siena. Down now by 15 after they had cut it to a 7-point deficit. And there is another steal by Napa High. Van Zandt took the ball away into the forecourt to Bloom. They're looking for the one of the last shots here in the quarter now with 25 seconds on the shot clock, 28 seconds on the game clock here in the third quarter, so about a 3-second differential. O'Kelly to Bloom. He's going to try a three. Kaboom for Bloom. He got it there. That gives him 20 points, and that's his fourth three-pointer.
Yeah, definitely. Just now they've opened up an 18-point lead, so all that work by Justin Siena for naught.
Well, quite a few points in a row, about 11 points in a row for Napa High. And there's a foul on Van Zandt. That's his third personal foul. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece here in this second half. Each can have one more before the penalty comes into play. Donahoe passes underneath the shot. Good, it will count as Benz made the field goal on an assist from Barrett Donahoe. So that ends the third quarter here, one quarter to go, and our score here at the Messner Gymnasium in Napa, California is Napa High 46, Justin Siena of Napa 30. Back after this message. Well, at the end of three quarters, let's check with Gino Alessio.
Napa continues to shoot the ball terrifically well. They're still over 50% on their shooting. They were 6 of 12 in that quarter, and Justin was also 6 of 12 in that third quarter.
As we get the fourth quarter underway, Justin had a good comeback, but then Napa pulled away there in the latter stages of the quarter. Back into the lineup for Justin Siena is Wyatt Humphreys. Justin has the ball here to start the fourth quarter. Donahoe in the lane, goes up with a shot. While it missed, he was fouled on the play. That will be the sixth team foul against Napa. And on the any additional common fouls, it will be two or the one plus one. Donahoe going to the free throw line. Van Zandt called for that foul, and that's four on him. He's coming out. Bowers is back into the ballgame. Boy, Bowers doesn't stop, does he? He just like that bunny, just keeps going.
Yeah, definitely high energy, but plays the game hard and plays the game really, really aggressive, and I really like the way he plays.
Well, the free throw, good by Donahoe. What did he do on that first one? He made the second one anyway. And there's a shot good from the left side by Ruiz. He gets his first 2 points. That's, you know, what happened on the free throw? What was the first free throw on Donahoe?
He made one free throw. It's not reflected on the scoreboard yet, but he did make one of the free throws.
What, did he miss one? Then there's the pull-up jumper, no good. That was right at the transition there early.
He must have missed the first one.
And Napa has the ball back now. We've played 1 minute here in the fourth quarter. O'Kelly to Bowers. He's going to try a three. He missed it, but not by much. Rebound swim. He goes back up with it and was fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line with two free throws coming his way. Donahoe was called for the personal foul. So it will be at the foul line for the first one, good by Swim. Zach Swim is 1 for 2 at the foul line tonight. He has 11 points in the game. Seems to be okay physically.
Yeah, definitely. Looks fine now, and really went up strong on that to get the 2 points or the two free throws. I really like the way Napa High plays. It's just high energy. They play together really well as a team.
Well, he misses the next free throw, and Bowers goes up high, bats the ball, but it goes out of bounds. Well, he can get up high, too. Back into the lineup is Tyler Oda for Napa High, replacing Danny Ruiz. Napa High trying to make it 10 wins in a row tonight. They have a 16-5 record. Last year, their overall record was 11-16. They're driving in, going up, and a reverse layup is good over there by O'Kelly, and that for Vince is his second field goal tonight. That makes it a 19-point lead now for Napa into the forecourt. Anatoni, he's guarded there by Stephen Bloom and starts to drive around him, and then Bowers switches off on him, so he passes it back out now to McDivitt, who will drive into the lane, forces it up, and good. Went into the left side, kind of a half hookup with the left hand. And he made it McDivitt now in double figures. As Swim drives in, then he kicks it over to Bloom. Bloom pulls up and fires a three, no good. Rebound McDivitt for Justin Siena. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go. Four court, bends for Justin Siena, guarded by O'Kelly. Shovels a little pass over to McDivitt. A long, long three. Hits iron, no good. Rebound O'Kelly. A lead pass, him now intercepted, though, by McDivitt. Drives in on Bowers, goes up with the left-handed hook again, and it's no good, and a jump ball result. It'll be O'Kelly and Satin, but the alternate possession arrow favors Napa this time. Jack Hunter trying to get into the game for Napa. Looks like they're finally motioning him into the lineup. So they have O'Kelly and Oda at the guard. Swim and Hunter along with Bowers on the front line. They go down to Swim, spins, double teamed, and foul. It'll be the 1-1. Both teams in the bonus situation now. Barrett Donahoe called for his fourth personal foul, I think. I got him down for four.
Yes, four on Donahoe. And so it, I thought they were going to call jump ball there. It looked like he had all ball, but he must have got him on the arm.
The front end of a 1-1 is good, so he gets the bonus now. Swim at the foul line tonight has made 2 out of 4 to go with his 5 field goals. His next free throw is rolling no good. Rebound, nice rebound by Jaden Satin. He's been impressive by the little bit of time that he's had out there.
Definitely, he's battling the big Napa High kids and doing a really good job.
Comes over to Galvin. Galvin goes in the lane. A running hook shot is no good. Goes for a rebound, but taken by O'Kelly. And Galvin is really pressuring him in the backcourt. But O'Kelly was able to manage and keep possession of the ball. And Zach Cook wants to take a timeout. And that is going to be a full timeout. So we'll take timeout here as we're in the fourth quarter with Napa leading 52-34. We'll be back.
Ready.
I would just want to remind you that next week we have a doubleheader on Monday night. We'll come on the air at 5:15 on Monday to broadcast the Little Big Game as it's Napa High at Vintage. And then we'll have the varsity game following that. There will be no broadcast on Tuesday night next week, but on Wednesday night we'll be back broadcasting again, and it will be... that game will be American Canyon at Justin Siena. As we resume action here, Tony Gonzalez has come into the game for Napa High. Jack Hunter stays in there. So does Oda and Bowers along with O'Kelly. O'Kelly has the ball between circles now. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Comes over to Oda. Back to O'Kelly. Drives in with 1 second. He gets the shot away. It rims no good. Rebound taken out by Justin Siena and a foul on O'Kelly in the backcourt. As I mentioned, both teams in the 1-1. Second foul on O'Kelly. But the way Bowers keeps running up and down the floor and is stout, and you'd think he would really be tiring, but doesn't show it.
Definitely not in great shape for sure. He definitely hustles up and down the court and does all the dirty work for Napa High.
The free throw is good. The front end of a 1-1 by Calvin. That's his first point since the first or the second quarter when he made a field goal. Calvin, a senior, one of 6 seniors, and he missed the next free throw. And the rebound was taken out by Jack Hunter for Napa to O'Kelly. Gives it over to Oda. Now there is a steadying influence there, Oda. And just a freshman, a lot of poise to O'Kelly, deep in the right side, well beyond the three-point arc. Lobs it to Bowers. Bowers drives it off, and then he kicks it out to Oda. Oda doesn't shoot. Gets it to Hunter. Now to O'Kelly. 7 seconds on the shot clock to Oda. He's going to fire a three. It rims no good. Rebound tipped around and taken out of there by Jaden Satin.
Yeah, definitely. Another rebound by Satin.
Into the forecourt comes Donahoe for Justin Siena. Bounce pass right side over to Anantoni. Now they get to Galvin. He drops the ball. Picks it up, though. Gets it over to Ben. Now to Donahoe. He's between circles now. Well out beyond the arc. 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Over to Anantoni. Now gets it over to Satin. He hits a three. Jake, we're just talking about the good game he was having, and he hits a three-point basket with about 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Hunter in the forecourt to Oda. Oda between circles. He starts to the right side, free throw line extended area. Justin staying in a man-to-man. They try to stick with their player if they're boxed or picked off while they try to fight through the pick. Goes to Bauer to the right of the lane. And Bauer spins there. He's double-teamed. The ball is taken away from him by Kevin Galvin for Justin Siena with 2.5 minutes to go. Down by 14 points. That comes over to Galvin in the lane. He forces it up. Good and one. Nice move there by Kevin Galvin. And he will go to the free throw line. The foul is on Bowers. That's four fouls on Bowers.
Yeah, definitely four. And that was a nice play guy by Galvin going in strong and getting hammered and making the two. So see if he can make it a three-point play.
Well, they're back down to 12. They had it down to 7 points at one time, and then Napa went on an 11-0 run. Galvin, who made the field goals, going to see if he could make it a three-point play in this fourth quarter. Napa's managed 6 points to 9 points for Justin. Free throw is bounding. No good. Rebound batted around, and O'Kelly drops the ball. Picked up by the Braves. Put up and scored by Satin. That gives him 9 points in the game. And a good job out underneath there. Here comes Napa down to Bowers. Bowers, cross-court pass, comes over to Bloom, drives into the lane, scoop shot up, good. That's his first basket here in the fourth quarter. He has 22 points, though, in the game. 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 54-42, a 12-point lead. They roll it down there to 10. Donahoe goes up, missed the shot, but was fouled on the play by Tyler Oda. Boy, Oda doesn't make many mistakes.
He doesn't for a freshman. He's got great poise and composure, like you said earlier, Ira. It seems like every time Justin Siena makes a run, Bloom makes a big basket to kind of stop that.
At the foul line, Donahoe's free throw is perfect. At the free throw line, Barrett has made 3 out of 3. Just a reminder, you're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, voice of the North Bay Wine Country, streaming on the internet, kvon.com. Barrett makes both free throws as he sinks the second one, and we're back to a 10-point game, but we have 100 seconds to go. Down to Bloom, he goes up, he scores again, and just as Allen said, he comes through with the big baskets, and Stephen Bloom gets another one.
Yeah, definitely. They broke the press by Justin Siena, and Bloom was wide open. Nobody there to score quick, easy 2 points. And it's 56-44, Napa High with a minute and 29 to go. It's and then Justin Siena just turned the ball over.
Swim goes to the left of the key against Donahoe. He has the ball tipped away from him, a scramble for a loose ball, and it's picked up by Swim. He's double-teamed. Spins around, passes it out to Bloom. Bloom tries to settle down the offense now. Passes back out now to Oda. And we have a reach-in foul. It's going to be charged to Galvin. Be his third foul. So we have a minute 8 remaining. In the JV game, in case you missed it, Napa with a strong finish, 56-43 winner over Justin Siena. Free throw, the front end of a 1-1 is no good by Oda. That was the first free throw that he had attempted. But the ball caroms out of bounds, and it was off of Napa High. So Justin Siena will get the ball in the backcourt. They trail 56-44. Both teams had entered tonight on winning streaks. Napa was at 9, and Justin Siena was at 1. Galvin, under the basket, does not try a reverse layup. Instead, kicks the ball back out to Donahoe, who will drive in. He'll go up for the shot. No good. Goes for the rebound, but it's O'Kelly who gets there, and Donahoe reaches in and commits the foul. That may be 5 fouls on Barrett. So he will leave the game with 41 seconds to go here in the quarter.
Yeah, he played a good game, Donahoe. He just, I think, has a little frustration foul there. He actually thought he tied up the Napa High player for a jump ball, but he must have got the arm. So 41 seconds to go. This game's pretty much in the bag for Napa High.
Vince O'Kelly, for the first time tonight, is at the free throw line for Napa High. O'Kelly, a senior, mentioned three seniors on the team. He missed the free throw, and the rebound going up high was Jaden Satin, who's played a really good game. Several fine rebounds. Here, going up with a hook shot and missing as he fell down on the play was Galvin, and then there was a whistle after the shot. And Galvin, as he was getting back up, is going to be called for a personal foul. I think they may even be assessing another technical here. I'm not sure, but it looks like that's going to be the case. There's going to be a technical, and I don't know if that's against Galvin or what.
Yeah, it's against Galvin. He was frustrated. He missed a shot, went down to the ground, and just slammed his hand down on the court. I don't know if that's what got the technical or not, or if he said something, but that's what appeared to me. So another technical foul on Justin Siena.
Joe Liberte at the free throw line, and he makes the first free throw. La Liberte is a junior. He missed the next free throw. And now Justin Siena will be on the defense after the technical as Napa High, after the free throws, gets the ball out of bounds. McDivitt is back into the lineup now for Justin Siena. We have a half minute to go, and the ball is it was going to be a foul call on McDivitt. He just gets in there and picks up. It's only his second personal foul. It's been a lot for not calling many fouls early. There are quite a few here late.
Yeah, and definitely fouls for sure. I think the refs let him play for three quarters, and now they're reining it back in now just because I think Justin Siena is intentionally trying to foul just to try to have Napa High shoot free throws. And, you know, down 13 points at this point with 25 seconds to go in the game.
Bowers comes out, gets a battering of applause. The first free throw by Lovateri is no good. The next one is no good as well. So he's one out of four at the free throw line. And Justin rebounds, coming down McDivitt, a three. Rims, no good. Rebound deflected away. Picked up by Anantoni. He gets it over to the right side to Rosenthal. He will try a three. It rims, no good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to McDivitt. Another long three. That one is good. McDivitt gets a three-point basket, and that will be it as the final score. It's a 10-point margin of victory for Napa High.
Yeah, definitely definitely impressed with Napa High tonight. They end up winning by 10, but Justin Siena, I'm impressed with them, too. They were down first half, came back, made adjustments, got it down to 7 points in the third quarter. And as I said during that time, good teams find a way to kind of ride the ship and come back. And then, of course, Napa High went on that run, and I think they went back up by 18. And but just impressed by both teams tonight. They played very, very hard, and you know, Napa High, very impressed with their team, Ira.
Well, that's the kind of rivalry you get when you get, like, Napa and Vintage play. You always get that type of hustle and determination by the players. And now you put Justin Siena in the mix there, and a little bit as far as American Canyon as well.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. It's gonna build that rivalry now with the three schools that will be playing each other. And, you know, instead of it just being Napa High and Vintage, now you throw Justin Siena there. You know, builds a little rivalry now with those three schools. But, you know, there's going to be a big game on Monday night now, that's for sure. I've got a chance to watch both Napa High and Vintage. That should be a whale of a game on Monday night. And, like I said, just very impressed with actually both teams tonight. Justin Siena battle, they fought, you know, to try to get back in the game, which they did, and then just too much Napa High at the end.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a game that you cannot fault for lack of effort. Both teams put forth great effort. We'll be back with our wrap-up, our recap, our selection of the player of the game when we continue. Napa High on a roll. They've won 10 in a row. They are 17-5 overall. They go to 8-0.
Loving it.
We're back here at the Messner Gymnasium here with our wrap-up, along with Alan Rossi. This is Ira C. Smith, and our statistician with those shooting statistics on tonight's game, Dino Alessio.
So, Ira, a very impressive performance tonight by the Napa Grizzlies, as will be borne out by the shooting stats. First, let's give you the stats shooting for the visitors, the Justin Siena Braves. They ended up shooting 15 out of 47 from the floor. That included 4 of 13 on three-point field goal attempts, and they were very good from the free throw line, making 13 out of 16, and that's how they got their 47 points. The Napa Grizzlies had a marvelous shooting night, making 50% of their field goal attempts, which is very good at any level. They were 23 out of 46 on field goal attempts, 4 of 11 on three-point field goals, 7 out of 12 from the free throw line. The turnovers were very good for both teams. Justin turned the ball over just 10 times, and Napa also turned the ball over 10 times. The rebounding actually slightly favored Justin by a count of 26 to 22. Justin had 5 assists on their 15 made baskets. Napa had 10 assists on their 23 made baskets. Napa had 2 block shots. Justin had 1. Napa scored first and led wire to wire. There were no ties and no lead changes. And my special stat is the fact that Napa had 10 turnovers and 10 assists, and in a high school game, any time that your assist total is equal or better than your turnover total, you've done a pretty good job.
Surprised me, though, of the number of turnovers Justin Siena. I thought with that pressure defense that Napa applied, that had been much higher than that. So, that's not bad at all, considering that defensive pressure.
Yeah, I think, the first quarter, Napa High dominated so much, got out the early lead, and after that, Justin Siena kind of settled down. They turned the ball over quite a bit, it looked like, early in the game, and then they got a feel for what Napa High was doing with their press, and we were able to break it for most of the night after that.
And the same thing happened last night in the girls' game. The Napa press opened them up with a lead that Justin was able to come back, go to tie it up, but the defensive pressure was very strong in last night's girls' game as well. Well, let me just quickly check the individual scoring, and we'll come up with our player of the game. And we'll also mention about what's happening in the playoff scenario. First of all, Justin Siena, led by Liam McDivitt. He had 4 field goals. 2 of those were three-pointers, and he was 4-for-4 at the free-throw line for his 14 points in the game, the only double-figure score for the Braves. But Jaden Satin did a nice job off the bench. He's just a sophomore, and he hit on 3 field goals, one of those even a three-pointer, and was 2-for-2 at the foul line for 9 points. Barrett Donahoe, who fouled out with 41 seconds to go in the game, had 2 field goals, was 4-for-4 at the free throw line for 8 points. Keith Benz had 2 field goals, 1-for-2 at the foul line for 5 points. And Kevin Galvin had 2 field goals, 1-for-3 at the foul line for 5 points. Solomon Anatoni hit a three-point basket in the third quarter, and that was his extent of the scoring. So that's a total of 47 points for Justin Siena. The Napa High Grizzlies were led in scoring tonight by Stephen Bloom, who had 8 field goals. 4 of those were three-pointers. He was 4 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 24 points. Zach Swim had 5 field goals, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line for 12 points. They were the double-figure scorers. Braden Greenlee had 2 field goals, both in the second quarter. He wound up with 4 points. Danny Ruiz had a field goal for 2 points. Tyler Odom, the freshman, had a field goal in the first quarter, missed his only free throw attempt. That was in the fourth quarter, so he had 2 points. Brock Bowers had 4 field goals for 8 points and a bunch of rebounds. Vince O'Kelly had 2 field goals, 0 for 1 at the foul line for 4 points. Joe LaLiberte had 1 out of 4 at the foul line for a point, and that's the scoring for Napa High, which led, as Alan alluded to early on, 19-8 at the end of the first quarter. Led 29-13 at halftime as Justin Siena was having trouble breaking that press. And then at the end of the third quarter, Napa's lead was 46-31. Then came on with 11 points in the fourth quarter compared to 16 points for Justin Siena. But the Braves fall to 11-12 overall, and in the Vine Valley Athletic League, they are 1-8. Napa High, on the other hand, is 17-5. They are 8-0 in the league. They have won 10 games in a row, and they are 2 games ahead of American Canyon going into tonight's action. American Canyon was 6-2. Denny's was in third place at 4-4. Just ahead of Petaluma, which is 3-4. And then we had Casa Grande and Sonoma Valley, each at 3-5. And Justin Siena, which is now 1-8. So let's go to check our players of the game. Dino, we'll let you lead off there.
You know, I really like Oda for Napa. He did another great job of running the offense tonight. Doesn't do a lot of shooting or scoring, but just really does a great job of piloting, quarterbacking the offense. And, of course, Bloom, with a terrific night, made 3 3-pointers early in the game and really set the tone for the Grizzlies.
Which one are you picking?
I'll take Bloom.
Okay, Alan?
Yeah, you know, I'm really impressed just with Napa High. You know, it's really... They run the ball. I mean, they run a great offense, and it's really team, you know, and obviously Bloom has the 24 points, but if you watch them as a team, they really distribute the ball. But it seemed like every time that Justin Siena made a run tonight, Bloom hit a big basket to kind of stop that run and kind of ride the ship and then turn the momentum the other way. So very impressed with him. I was actually very impressed with Justin Siena's Jaden Satin tonight, just like you said, Ira. You know, in there with the big boys from Napa High, he was grabbing rebounds and stuff, but really tonight, who stuck out was Stephen Bloom with what he did tonight and stopping the Justin Siena runs when Justin Siena was trying to get back in the game.
Well, I'll make that unanimous. I was particularly impressed with early on as he was the factor that propelled the Napa High big lead there in that first quarter. He had 11 points out of the 19 that the team scored in that first quarter, and his defense was tenacious, too. He was right in there creating a lot of problems for the Justin Siena offense to take hold.
Yeah, definitely. Coach Lim talked about, you know, he talked about earlier in the game or his pregame about them being close. You know, their chemistry is really good, their team. The players are really close, and you can see that on the court. You know, they communicate very, very well. They play great team defense, and you can just see it. That's the reason why their record is so good. That's the reason why they've won 11 games in a row and lead in the league, and it really shows. You can just watch the way the players interact with each other and play together as a team.
Now, if the standings stay the same as that, now, they probably won't, but if they did, here's the way that the playoffs would look. Starting on Wednesday, February the 6th, Napa would be at home against Petaluma. American Canyon would be at home against Vintage. The two teams that won would then play on Friday at American Canyon. And we left a note with the people are concerned to see if we can get in there to broadcast some of those games in the playoffs. So that is the scenario. What happens in both the boys and girls, both the tournaments start on Wednesday, and the fourth-place team will travel to the first-place team. The second-place team will host the third-place team. And then the two winners play at American Canyon, both the girls and boys teams. So there'll be two games at American Canyon on that Friday night. And there could be two games at one of the sites if the schools happen to have two teams that host in that. Hope that's not confusing. But the teams that win the tournament will get automatic bids into the North Coast Section playoff. Not the league champion does not get an automatic bid. Not that they won't get in, but they would, it would not be automatic, whereas if they win the tournament, it would be.
Yeah, that's the same way it was over in the Marin League. You know, you have your round-robin league play, and then you go into the playoffs, and whoever wins the playoffs gets the automatic berth, and they're the ones that were automatic in. But most of the time, if you win the league outright, you're going to get a pretty high ranking as far as in the playoffs just because of, you know, playing, you know, how many games ever they play. So it's, yeah, it's just the way it is. And same thing in the league playoff. They always had I don't know if it's a neutral site if American Canyon makes it, but it was always, in baseball, it was always down in Moran, and I think they played most of the playoff games for basketball at Redwood High School. So, you know, it's hopefully, like I said, it would be nice if it comes down to Napa High and Vintage again. That would be very, very exciting.
We'll know more about that on Monday because Vintage is hosting Napa High on Monday night, and we'll be over there to broadcast both the JV and varsity games. So we'll start at 5:15 on our broadcast of a doubleheader. And also, Napa has, in addition to that game, they have three games after that. They will host American Canyon on January 30th. They will be at Petaluma on February the 1st, and they close out the regular season at home against Casa Grande on February the 4th. So we may have to wait till February 4th till the games are finalized to see what the final order is.
Yeah, and, you know, if you haven't had an opportunity to come watch these teams play, especially Napa or Vintage, and even Justin Siena, but especially Napa and Vintage, you get an opportunity to come watch Monday night, you should come out and watch because it's going to be an exciting basketball. The JVs are going to be an exciting game and the varsity game, so if you have an opportunity, you should come watch and play.
Justin Siena has three remaining games. They will be hosting Sonoma Valley, and that's going to be on the 28th. They will be at Casa Grande, and let's see, we got this right here. Then they will close out at Vintage on the 4th. So it will be Justin over at their home gym at the Dan Clark Gym against Vintage on the final game of the regular season. And we'll be over there to broadcast that. And then we'll have to find out, hopefully, later that night about the pairings.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting. It's fun knowing that some of the teams that we broadcast are going to be involved in these playoffs and in the league tournament, and I'm perfectly willing to follow them as far as they can go. Section, NorCal, state championships, I'm there.
I want to also mention a big game tomorrow night in girls basketball. Napa is at Vintage. That's Saturday night over at Vintage. And also, it is Justin Siena hosting Sonoma Valley. Now, according to Andy over there at Justin Siena, that if Justin Siena wins one more game, that they will qualify for the section playoff. And it could be Sonoma Valley. If it is not, it would be they play Casa Grande and Vintage, two teams that are tied for first place in the league. So Justin has to go all out tomorrow night to see if they can beat Sonoma Valley.
Yeah, definitely, and they deserve to be in the North Coast section. I mean, again, you know, we talk about Justin Siena being the small school in a big league, we're a big school league. So they deserve to be in the playoffs. So hopefully they can win one more game to at least qualify for the for probably Division IV, I believe, is what they'll be into the playoffs because really they deserve to be there.
Final comments, guys.
Well, just impressed again with Napa. Really a team of role players. It was funny, before the game we had Bob Chance and Rick Vasquez sitting behind us, and they had not seen Napa play this year. And so I told them to look for Bowers to be a rebounding machine, to look for Bloom to shoot the three-pointers, and to look for Oda to run the offense. And they all played their parts perfectly. They made me look very smart.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head for sure. Yeah, just exciting. It was an exciting basketball game up and down, and I thought both teams played hard. And just, you know, unfortunately somebody has to lose, but just very impressed with Napa High. I think definitely they're the elite in the league, and hopefully they can keep it going.
And our thanks to Troy Mott, your halftime guest.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to see Troy. Definitely admired him as a coach and what he did at Napa High. And like I said, hopefully he gets back into coaching because he's too good of a coach not to be coaching.
And he really knows the game and knows how to relate it to his players. And our thanks to Angelo Lyons, our engineer back at KVON. Thanks for getting us on. Again, we have two games on Monday. No game next Tuesday, but we will have a game on Wednesday, January 30th, American Canyon, back here at Napa High. So Napa High now has won 10 games in a row. Our broadcast has been sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, reminding you our final in the varsity action tonight. It was the Napa High Grizzlies 57 and the Justin Siena Braves of Napa 47.